professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice, Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station, 970-669-3866.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Pat Wood from August Review. Now, those of you who don't know Pat already should. He's a good thinker, got a lot of great ideas and information. And back in the late 1970s, Pat teamed up with our good friend Anthony Sutton, who used to live here in Santa Cruz, where I do. But certainly during the era he lived, he was the outstanding researcher on what's really going on behind the scenes. He was a fellow at the Hoover Institute until, of course, he went before the Republican nominating committee in 1972 and explained to them that the United States was funding the communists, the Russian communists were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the South Vietnamese, who were killing our boys in Vietnam. And, of course, documented in so many ways how the Russians, who were receiving large amounts of aid from the United States, were supplying the airplanes and the radar and the ships and the war material and the trucks and everything that was needed to maintain the war. There wouldn't have been a war if we hadn't been financing the best enemy money could buy. And he had written a book by that title. I even have an interview with Professor Sutton by that title, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. Well, Pat worked with Tony for a number of years, and they wrote a number of books together. And then when Tony went passed away, even before that, why Pat went off on his own. And but now he spends full time researching and bringing you the wisdom that he's collected. He probably is the world's leading expert on the Trilateral Commission. Has written extensively about this. You want to go to his website and get the information on the Trilateral Commission, because they are the cabal at the head of all of the Brotherhood of Darkness organizations here in the United States and throughout the world. They are an international organization made up of the people who control the banks, the major corporations, I should say the major banks, the major corporations, and certainly the major media throughout the world, and certainly they have strong ties to the governments, and they really direct the course of what's going on in the world. And you must understand, these people know exactly what they're doing. They have a different worldview. They want to establish a one-world economic system, which they will control. Well, right now, of course, our financial straits situation has not been very good. We are in the middle of the transformation of America from the leading economic country in the world to becoming a second world and perhaps a third world nation. They know exactly what they're doing. They're transferring American wealth and production to China, to India, to the other nations throughout the world. And so much of what's going on just doesn't make sense, but you can see it happening, and we have to ask ourselves why. And well, let's ask Pat Wood. Good morning, Pat. Thanks for much being with us. And are you going to bring us up to date on what's happening financially?
Well, yes. Good morning, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me back on your program again. And as we talked last time, there's just so much coming at us so fast that it's hard to make sense of it all. Financially, I believe we had a discussion in January, early February, that it looked like the market was in a very topping position where things were going to roll over, and it did for a while. And then all of a sudden it turned around and took off going up again, and we're back in the same position again right now, as prices are a little bit higher, but it still looks like, economically speaking, things are still pretty shaky, and market-wise things are pretty shaky as well. And we're glad on one hand for the breather, if you will, from bad market news where everything just goes down. But we're still extremely cautious that the other shoe's about to drop. And there's lots of indicators that that's the case. We're just watching and waiting, you know, to see what happens at this point. But there's so many critical things in the world today that that will affect not only the economy but the markets and everything else, the housing market, the real estate market, and so on. Things like what's happening in Greece right now in Europe with the financial meltdown in Greece, and that contagion is spreading to other countries, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, even Great Britain is going to be on the rocks, I think, pretty quickly. And there's not enough money in Europe to bail them out. The risk is that the European Union could literally dissolve before our eyes, and we could see the euro. I think we could see the euro actually trash as a currency, which would just have a huge effect on the global economy as it emanates from Europe today.
Well, apparently, though, the United States is contributing a great deal of money to the IMF, which is contributing money to Greece, somewhere between $60 and $100 billion. But where is the United States getting the money? We'll be right back here at the American Student Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Sidney Patwood. And basically, you know, one of the most interesting things was a recent exchange between the Representative Ron Paul and Ben Bernanke before the, I suppose, the House Banking Committee. And Ron Paul was asking Ben Bernanke, well, we're going to bail out, Sidney, we're going to bail out Greece. Where's the money going to come from? And Bernanke kept saying, well, we're going to lend them the money, and then we're going to get it repaid. And about the Representative Paul said, but where is the money coming from? Are you just going to turn on the printing presses and print the money? And Ben Bernanke said, well, we hope that we'll get that money repaid to us, you know, as soon as Greece is recovered from this downturn. And we've actually posted the YouTube a clip up on our webpage. It's really fascinating. As the Representative Ron Paul says, but, you know, where is the money coming from? Are you simply going to print the money to give to Greece? I mean, are we going to bail out all the countries in Europe? And what about California? If we can bail out Greece, can we bail out California? I mean, they're going into bankruptcy, too. Where's the money coming from? Well, we'll just lend that money and get it paid back, you know. It's the most amazing thing. Obviously, Mr. Bernanke doesn't want to admit we just create money out of nothing, but we can't let the American people know that.
Well, the money right now, Dr. Stan, there's a huge tug of war going on between those who believe that money can just be printed and created out of thin air and given to these various entities, and then there's the market, the forces of the market itself, who are taking it in the other direction. And globally right now, there's still about, it's estimated somewhere around $600 to $700 trillion worth of derivative instruments that have been created by the financial institutions to kind of build this house of cards that we see in the world. And the issue of sovereign debt is going to be the next big crisis in the world. We've already seen the housing debt bubble has popped, and the commercial debt bubble is still popping, but it's going down and deflating. And the big last pocket of money or debt in the world that just is not sustainable is sovereign debt. And we're seeing the beginnings of the destruction of sovereign debt in the world, and Greece is a good example. They're between a rock and a hard place. They can't cut back anymore internally, or they'll cause a total civil war. And yet, the market is repudiating their debt, so they will end up defaulting. In the end, they'll end up defaulting, and there will be massive, massive losses to people who hold Greek debt. This will affect the banks over there again, much like the subprime crisis affected the banks here. And as other countries get involved, and well, let me back up just a second. There was an article this morning that said that European banks are already pulling back on loaning to each other because they're analyzing who has exposure to Greek debt. And so the banks that have a heavy exposure all of a sudden are finding themselves on the low end of the pecking order, and other banks don't want to lend money to those institutions. That's exactly what brought us down with the subprime crisis in the first place, this country, and then it spread around the world. And we see the same kind of dynamics working. We're just on the leading edge of it right now. But there's no way out for these sovereign governments to create more sovereign debt because the market is just repudiating it. They will not buy it.
And it's interesting that the interest rate on Greek bonds is going up to 11%, and it may very well go up to 25% or more. It's only a matter of time, but it's gone up from, you know, from 3 or 4% up to 11% in a matter of just about a month. And it really means, of course, that people are afraid to buy those bonds because they're not sure they're going to get paid back.
That's exactly right. And why should they? Yeah.
And, of course, it's very interesting that both the European Central Bank and the IMF have come out with articles, usually in the New York Times on the back page about the Potros debt, where nobody's going to see them. But both of them have said exactly what Pat has said, that we may be on the edge of another downturn as the whole sovereign debt situation begins to implode. And countries can't pay their interest on their loans. In fact, it's very interesting that one of the largest bond funds in America, and it ties into PIMCO, and, you know, they manage $100 billion of money, and they have some of it put in bonds. And they're beginning to sell U.S. Treasury bonds and U.S. agency bonds. That's Freddie Mac and Freddie Mae. Why? Because this American hedge fund is afraid America is going to default on its debt. The average American has no idea what's really going on behind the scenes. You're never going to get this through the regular channels. But when you see this largest bond fund in the United States selling American paper, you know that things really are not good.
That's correct. And there's a general denial in the halls of the political world. There's a general denial in the financial world so far. You know, investors are just rocking along like there's no problem hardly at all, and they believe the politicians who say, oh, we've got this handled, you know, we can take care of this, no problem. But the reality of it is going to catch up with them, and there will be no escape. The magnitude of the sovereign debt crisis is probably an order of magnitude greater than the subprime crisis was. In other words, if you were looking at looking at that on an earthquake scale, the coming earthquake probably will be 10 times greater than the one that we had before with the subprime crisis.
But of course, that ties into this whole derivative crisis, and people really can't put this into a framework. I mean, what $600 trillion? What $600 trillion? Well, the gross domestic product in the United States is $14 trillion a year. Our national debt is now $12.4 trillion. The entire gross domestic product of the entire world is $60 trillion a year, and there's $600 to $700 trillion in outstanding derivatives. And when those things begin to implode, what do you think is going to happen? Well, I think Pat knows what's going to happen, but I don't think the average American knows what's going to happen.
No, yeah, they don't. And but it will blow at some point. And you know, there's probably only a handful of people in the world that really understand the structure of that derivative market. It's not a regulated market. There's no statistics, no firm statistics really available on it. But what they have done with these derivative investments, they've done the same kind of thing that they did with the subprime investments that got the banks in trouble the last time around. And that is, they take one, let's say one particular Greek bond, or anybody's bond for that matter, government bond, and then they create multiple derivative instruments based on that obligation. And as they split out those derivative investments, they may be based on any number of factors that they arbitrarily come up with. For instance, if somebody perceives that there's an interest rate risk that those bonds are going, you know, that the interest rate may go up, 2%. Well, they may create a whole class of investments around that particular bond that hedges against the interest rates going up 2%. And then those instruments, those new instruments, take on a life of their own. They're really like cotton candy. There's nothing there. You touch them and they evaporate. But as long as the contracts are open, they still are tradable.
The incredible thing about this is if people gamble with their own money and they lose it, that's fine. What we have in the United States is a situation where we say to the large banks, you go ahead and gamble all you want to, and if you do the right thing, you'll make a fortune, you'll get big bonuses, and if it turns against you and you're going to go facing bankruptcy, then the United States taxpayers will, of course, bail you out so that you can continue getting your bonuses and being rewarded for having wrecked your bank economy, but you're too big to fail. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if they're too big to fail, they're too big to exist, and if they are so large they're going to drag down our economy, then we should simply nationalize them, chop them up, and make them into smaller things. But where we've set up a situation to reward people for failing. And as long as they can get their $20 billion in bonuses, like they're getting at Goldman Sachs, and it's funded by the American taxpayer, why should they change? And you know, one of the most amazing things is this whole scam of the testimony before the Senate on Goldman Sachs. And, oh, Goldman Sachs is terrible. And, oh, Goldman Sachs cheated the investors. And, oh, Goldman Sachs is lying. And all of those things are true. But this is all political theater to justify passing political reform, this banking reform, which is going to give a tremendous amount of power to the Federal Reserve System to control every aspect of our financial system. And the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank, owned by the very bankers who have created the problem. And, of course, they don't want more regulation on themselves. They want to be able to control everything else in the country, and, of course, they're using Goldman Sachs as a justification. We've just got to have financial reform. And, you know, the Republicans have played their part. They objected to it. Now they're going to go along. We've got to have financial reform. And what are they doing? They're giving more power to the very banks that created the problem.
They are, Dr. Stan, and the American public has no idea that the financial reform legislation that's about to be passed is actually going to be more harmful than the health reform program that was passed recently, because it will end up giving complete control over the finances of people and companies and organizations to the government. There's never been such a I liken it, one recent update that I wrote, I liken it to nationalization of the financial system, the entire financial system. And egos being what they are in Washington, they're not only looking at doing this in our country, they're also looking to legislate in other countries the same thing, where the same banking cartel, starting with the Bank for International Settlements, will be able to control the world's financial system with all the regulations and you know, all the various governments and stuff. It will literally supersede the governments of the world in general. And this is an absolutely amazing coup that Obama and crowd, and of course Timothy Geithner is leading the pack. He's a darling boy of the member of the Trilateral Commission, I might add. And he's leading the charge on this to make this a global financial regulation package rather than just, you know, for the United States.
Well, I mean, the thing is that you have a small little clique working through the Trilateral Commission directing the finances of our government and the financial policies. And most people look upon Obama as, you know, being a socialist and making all these decisions. He is simply a puppet. And what he is suggesting is not socialism, but corporatism, where, of course, the corporations control the government, and then the government controls the people. Socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work without force, and somebody's got to be in control. And you can't trust the politicians. They'll go whichever way the money goes and whichever way the people who give them the money goes. And so basically they will control the people. But of course this corporate elite, the trilateralists, will control the politicians. And this is where we're headed, not into socialism, but into corporatism. We call it fascism, but it's all the same thing.
The end of it will be worse than just socialism by itself, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid you're absolutely right. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Just a call.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Elite Nails, located in Brighton, takes this time to remind listeners that millions of children were reported missing last year, and sadly, most abductions start online. Parents, talk to your children about the dangers of strangers on the Internet. A simple talk today can save your child's life tomorrow. That's courtesy of Elite Nails at 2237 Perry Center Parkway in Brighton, reminding us that children are the future. So let's stand up against online predators by simply educating our families on how to surf the web safely. That's Elite Nails. Call 303-637-0975.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess, this morning is Pat Wood from the August Review. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But, Pat, before we go on, why don't you give out your website, tell people how they can get in touch with August Review. Perhaps they'd like to subscribe to your financial newsletter, private newsletter, but so much great information up there without charge at your website at August Review. But go ahead and put out information on your ministry.
Certainly, and thank you, Dr. Stan, for the opportunity. The August Review is www.augustreview.com, and that's where people can find information on the global elite, on the Trilateral Commission in particular, and on a new topic we're opening up right now called technocracy, which has a relation to both. I won't go into it right this second. But my financial site is augustforecast.com. That's easy to remember as well, augustforecast.com. And people can go there and receive a 30-day free trial subscription. And if they're interested in following with it longer, the subscription rate is very reasonable. It's $69 a year. And I write three updates a week on what's going on with the market, with the current economy, with current political things. And people are welcome to come and check it out, take a look. August Review is free, however, and we want people to spread that information just as far and wide as they possibly can.
And Pat's done a wonderful job of really analyzing so much of the information that to understand how these people control our government. It's not by accident that between 1976 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. And people, nobody's ever commented on that. Nobody's ever commented on how they dominate the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. Their people are usually in the Secretary of State and in the Secretary of the Treasury. Not always, but I'm sure Pat can give us the exact figures. But what are they? Is in the 8 of the 12 Secretaries of State, and 10 of the 12 the Secretaries of Defense during that period were from the Trilateral Commission?
That's correct. And the Obama administration today has about 12% of the membership of the U.S. Trilateral Commission, U.S. portion of the Trilateral Commission, in top positions right now. And they've dominated us since at least 1976, if not 1973. The scariest thing today about the Obama administration is the entire national security apparatus is controlled by members of the Trilateral Commission, and that includes the Director of National Intelligence, the National Security Advisor, and the Deputy National Security Advisor, all three of which are members of the Trilateral Commission. And these are the people that really have their hand on the throttle, on the train, if you will, because nothing gets to the president except it comes the president's ears except that it comes through these three people.
And they really, of course, tell the president what he's going to do. The president is a figurehead for the people behind him. People don't understand that. They think that President Obama is making all these decisions. He's not. I mean, they filter the news that gets to him. They manipulate him. And, of course, he jolly well better go along with him. He understands what the power structure is. It's just that the average person doesn't understand. There is a power structure that controls our government, and right now it centers in this organization. You can get their membership list from today from Pat. It's listed on his website. He's done a great job of keeping people abreast of this, and there's nobody in the country that has as good and up-to-date information as Pat Wood. I mean, they're listed the Trilateral Commission up on the Internet from the year 2005. But you want to know what's going on in 2009 and 2010. You really don't care about 2005. And so much of the information on the Internet's fine, but there's no website that has the information you'll find there from Pat Wood. Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Pat, what is your take on the situation as far as Iran is concerned? Do you think this is all just saber rattling, or do you think that they intend to take us into an even larger and more dangerous war in the Middle East?
Dr. Stan, I couldn't quite hear your question.
Basically, as far as the Middle East is concerned,
yes.
Do you think that it's simply a lot of saber rattling having to do with the possibility of war with Iran, or do you think this is a very real possibility?
You know, I think eventually there's going to be a confrontation, but I think it's going to surprise us when it finally happens. And the United States policy on the Middle East has changed just so radically since President Obama has been in office. And the policy started to change under George Bush towards Israel, especially. But Israel has slid down the list of State Department priorities to the point where the administration is almost just blatantly anti-Israel. And we've seen this from Obama himself, from his own lips. We've seen this from Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's still a foreign policy advisor to the president. We've seen this from the National Security Advisor recently, who told, in my estimation, opinion, a very inappropriate joke about Jewish merchants in Afghanistan. You see this flavor of anti-Israelism in our government. And so this brings an entirely different twist to predicting what's going to happen in the Mideast. Traditionally, Israel has been our closest ally. They're not anymore. And the United States would appear to be wanting to just to be dominant themselves in the region with their influence in Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's hard to peg who will actually go after Iran in the end of it. If Israel goes after Iran, my guess is they're going to be going alone. They won't be going with the help of the United States at all. And that could happen. We know that Israel is able to defend itself, and I am certain that they will. They see the handwriting on the wall here, too, that the United States is abandoning them and literally leaving them alone in the world to defend for themselves. So the dynamics have changed radically, I think, in the last year and a half. And what analysis we had before that, I don't think is really valid anymore. I think that whatever happens in the end is going to surprise all of us. I still don't think that Ahmadinejad, by the way, is so much of a rogue state. I think he probably has a lot more connection to the global elite than they would like to let on. And, for instance, the fact that he's coming to a United Nations meeting soon, he will not be denied entrance into our country. And, you know, that's...
Hold on, Tom. We'll be back in just a moment with Pat Wood here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef, pork, and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dan back here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, is Pat Wood. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And we're living in perilous financial times. I don't think most people have any idea. They listen to the television. They really believe things are getting better. And they are temporarily getting better. Certainly, a few more people are going back to jobs. A little more money is available through the banking system. People are getting more optimistic. They're beginning to spend more because they don't feel this ominous overhang on them. But they don't understand. What we're seeing is the end result of the flooding of our country with, first of all, the stimulus that Obama passed, and that's almost $1 trillion. And then, of course, the Fed's been pouring money out. They put out $1.25 trillion to buy up these collateralized debt obligations to refund the banks. They're allowing the banks to borrow money at 0% interest and invest it in the stock market or invest it in bonds and make the spread. I mean, the banks are making hundreds of billions of dollars. So we are refunding the banks that have made these terrible mistakes. We're rewarding them for making mistakes. But when you flood the world with money, why, things are great. But what does that do eventually to the value of the currency? Because the more money you print, the less value there is in the existing currency. What's going to happen to the value of people's savings down the line, Pat? What's going to happen to the value of the money that they have in annuities, insurance policies, and pension funds?
Well, Dr. Stan, I've been thinking for some time that when the fiat currencies of the world finally go, they'll all go together rather than just individually. And this was kind of a novel concept a couple years ago, but now that the euro is in jeopardy and that we know that the dollar, actually all of the currencies of the world are fiat currencies right now, meaning they're all paper based on nothing. And it would seem that the end of all those things is that they're all going to burn together. I have had a theory, as you know, that I've been working on based on my studies on technocracy, that a possible avenue that the global elite could go at that point, if they do allow the currencies to just evaporate, is to move to a carbon-based currency that would be a completely new, actually would require a completely new economic system to be behind it. But a carbon-based currency would be one that's based on not only human activity, but also on the distribution and allocation of energy throughout the world for economic activity. And it's a little bit complex, but we've of a topic to discuss in just a few minutes, but we have found several authoritative sources and scholarly sources that have been talking now about carbon currency for several years. This was a surprise to me when I discovered it, but there are people in academic circles and in the global elite circles that are talking about this, and if they're talking, I figure I want to know. That's where we get our leading indicators on what they're going to do. So this is an area I think that we need to look at. If that happens, life as we know it today will change so very radically, because at that point they will have control over all of the means of distribution and all of the means of consumption, and they will literally be able to, at that point, to be able to set up a dictatorship over the world. And for the first time in history, I might add.
And this has always been the goal, to establish this one-world authoritarian system under the control of this ruling oligarchy. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the financial elite do run the world. And the average individual has no concept of really what goes on behind the scenes, and they tell world rulers what to do.
Exactly.
All right, fine. Well, do you have a parting thought? Because we're just about out of time. We've got about 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, we know we live in perilous times. We know that, you know, people ask me continually, what can we do to protect ourselves? In the end of it, there's physically, there's not a lot. You know, some people say buy gold and silver. Some people say, you know, get off the grid and whatever. The ultimate preparation, of course, is a spiritual preparation, I believe, because hard times are coming. And this is a great time for people to think about those spiritual issues, where they came from, what they're doing here, and where they're going when it's all done. And this is the only hope, I think, that people really have to hold on to today, is that there is a God in heaven and that he still cares for mankind.
I certainly agree with you. I believe it is a spiritual battle we're fighting, and this is what most people don't understand, and why I appreciate having you come on with us to share these concepts. Because until people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a financial and political and cultural and ideological battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. There really is a supernatural realm, and of course, manifested in many ways today. But most people either are fascinated with it, but think it's something that's fun, it would be nice to be able to tap into, without ever realizing the spiritual implications. We are told in the scriptures to avoid the supernatural dimension. So many people are fascinated. They're opening up a new theme park down in Florida, going into witchcraft and Harry Potter. My goodness, I wonder how the Lord feels about this country, which at one time I think was the apple of his eye, but I really fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country because of what we're doing and because of our attitude towards his commandments. Got a call last night from some woman from Washington. They have legislation up there so that the transvestites can now go into the women's bathrooms. Transvestites have a right to teach our children and to tell them that their sexual aberration is completely normal. God has rules, and you violate those as a nation, and there can be serious consequences. Well, Pat, thank you so very much for being with us. I hope you'll be coming back again from time to time to keep us abreast of what's going on financially. But I think we're living in perilous times, don't you?
You're welcome, Dr. Stan, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, as you stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our interview with Pat Wood. Sydney, if you have never been to his website, augustreview.com, excellent material on the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, we do carry that books on the Trilateral Commission by Professor Sutton. And, of course, you need to understand that this is the organization that really is coordinating everything in the United States. We actually have something called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and there we actually have the latest update on the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and the Group of 30, which is the financial group, including people from China who rule the finances of the world, and most people have never even heard of the Group of 30. And yet six of them come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Isn't that a coincidence? Headed by Paul Volcker, who is the chief independent economic advisor to the President of the United States, and including Timothy Geithner, Larry Summers. So understand there isn't a financial elite to rule the world. If you'd like to get the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, it's a big syllabus available from Radio Liberty. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talks on the financial Armageddon, on the forbidden secret or the secret. You need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and get a list of the books we have there that are so important to understand what's going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get a free catalog. Basically, you have to understand how things really work. We have a great four-tape set on the sinking of the Liberty, USS Liberty. We have a DVD called Sydney, Dead in the Water, a video put out by the survivors. Remember, these people were told, the sailors who survived this vicious attack, which was coordinated through Washington, D.C., on one of our own vessels, and the plan was to kill everybody on board that ship and send it to the bottom of the ocean so we could get in, use as justification for going to war with Egypt. All of those 280 men on board would be killed. And they were told, God intervened, the vessel survived. They were told if they ever talked about what happened, why, of course, they would spend the rest of their life in Leavenworth or worse. And they knew what or worse was. They would be killed by their own government. Ladies and gentlemen, these men lived in fear for 20 to 30 years before any of them would come forward and tell what happened that day. Even the commander of the vessel, who was given the Congressional Medal of Honor, was afraid to tell what happened until shortly before he died. Eventually, he did come forward. You'll see him interviewed on the video. We have the information. You're not going to get it elsewhere. We even have a USS Liberty special. We have a four-tape set, Deadly Assassins, where I interview assassins who worked for the CIA. Their job was to kill people. We have the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and my four-tape set interviews with John Perkins, Economic Hitman, and he tells how we have people go around the world killing leaders or assassinating leaders or starting wars to bring other countries under control. We have our troop station in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world. You need to get the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, to see how behind the scenes we control the world. It's the invisible government, ladies and gentlemen. God is going to bring his judgment. If you don't know about it, please pray for America. Pray for Radio Listeners.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
With the width and the length known, the only remaining question was depth. By looking.